Rock and roll, guys.
None of us have been arrested on charges of anti-fascist action yet, so.
Well, the episodes aren't out, man.
I don't know if Jay's being sarcastic or not.
Oh, yeah. Jay's not being sarcastic.
All right. I mean, like, you could have been arrested, and then you're just kind of like.
No. I haven't been arrested.
Sassing about. Yeah, you say that. No, but again, no. I'm not sure if I should take that seriously. Is that meant ironically?
Well, they're starting to question people in New York if they have anti-fascist leanings. Which is always a scary thing.
That's weird. We were doing that last week, though. Wasn't that a thing during the lockup you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a whole conversation about it with Darren.
No, how they're... I don't think it's we got covered that last week, though, because I think it was over the weekend how they started questioning like people who were arrested and detained. Oh, wait, that was...
Yeah. Absolutely. I just edited the episode the other day.
Yeah.
It's definitely in there.
Okay, cool. In other protest news...
What else you got?
I got NASCAR has banned the flying of the Confederate flag.
Oh, good for them.
So have the U.S. Armed Forces. No display. It can't be displayed anywhere on your base, in the uniform, anything like that.
Feels like that should have already been.
Right?
It's one of those
You would have
thought
so.
I would have thought that, yeah.
So one
good to get it on paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
One NASCAR driver resigned in protest.
Oh, good for him.
Yes.
Best of luck to him.
And the I'm not a NASCAR fan.
Good luck. Take a shot.
Yeah. Good luck living that down. Have fun.
Yeah. Resigning because you're not free to openly be racist, I guess. But okay. Free country, do you.
If that's the hill you want to die on.
Right? Exactly.
I get it. Listen, it's if you want to make a free speech issue out of it, sure. But it's like when people say the Civil War wasn't about slavery. It was about states' rights.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, but it was the states' rights to own slaves. So if you're going to, I guess if that's the one issue you want to make the poster boy of your cause, states' rights.
States' rights.
Sure.
Yep.
Then go for it. But hey, more power to him. I'm sure he'll be fine.
He'll
land on his feet.
He hadn't won a race ever. And was ranked like 30. So the joke going around was like he's joining his brothers in never winning.
That's good.
His brothers?
His in Confederate winning, brothers in never winning.
Because they didn't win either.
Like his brothers in arms.
Right.
He has zero wins.
Treasonous bastards.
Yes. So I think that's like for NASCAR, that's pretty fucking big.
I think
considering how many people, how many races people like NASCAR.
Yeah, yes, that is pretty big. You're
You got to think, right?
Yeah.
I like a lot of it was like keep your politics out of my sports, but then it's like, well, weren't you guys just cheering for the president doing a lap at a NASCAR thing like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
So you're fine with.
Yeah,
that
seems highly political.
Those politics.
Yeah, see, I get if you want to be all keep your politics out of my sports, but I don't know if this is like a political.
I think it's just a
issue.
Good optics thing.
You know what I mean?
But it's all about optics anyway. But
yeah.
In what sense?
Especially for businesses like
organizations
like
the
this,
virtue signaling. I don't think NASCAR really cares.
Yeah,
I don't think the executives at NASCAR are like, well, now I can sleep at night.
I don't even think it's necessarily a virtue thing. I think it's just the right move to make going forward.
Oh, for sure,
it is. All these companies, because they will face a major backlash if they don't do, or if especially when faced with something like the Confederate flag, if they don't do anything, they look like assholes.
Well, just the fact that NASCAR had to say something, like you don't see like the Wall Street Journal saying like, hey guys, listen, no more Confederate flags. I've seen them around the office,
exactly,
and we're taking them down. It's
good
like
point.
There were enough Confederate flags
that they
in NASCAR
had to say something.
That they had to say something.
Good point.
And I think it's A, the right move.
Yeah,
it's B, politically motivated is the wrong word, but it's
socially?
It is virtually signaling in the sense that like I don't think the executives at NASCAR.
Yeah. I just meant in not in the derisive way.
Oh no, I got you. Absolutely, agreed. But I just don't know if they're our salvation either.
No.
The NASCAR right idea.
It was all good.
We should get them into
it. It was all good once the NASCAR people.
I just think it's an interesting thing. Yeah, now racism
this will
is
be
over.
The day.
Racism is over.
They figured
this.
It out. Yeah. Sweet
NASCAR
deal.
Will be etched in stone.
And on the same day that NASCAR is doing this and the military is banning Confederate flags on the base and the Senate's introduced a bill to rename bases named after Confederate generals.
Which seems so, just so, yes.
Like
put your stamp on it.
Yeah.
And then President Trump was like,
the president
absolutely
comes out
not.
And says, no, we will continue to celebrate our racist history in these
United
States.
It just seems like a fucking no-brainer.
Like, this is where, like, you could, just get on the right side of it and be like, yeah, no, champion this cause and maybe help my 5% of the black vote problem.
He only cares about his base at this point. Like, that is, like,
we've said that before.
Only cared about his base, but at this point, that's all he's got left. Yeah. He might just try to agitate them to do some shit anyway, which bothers me.
Yeah.
More overtly.
Well, he also had a meeting with law enforcement. Instead of having a meeting with, you know, members of the Black Lives Matter movement, civil rights leaders, anything like that, he sat down with police chiefs.
It's like when they investigate themselves.
Yeah.
Wow. Although, if you're going to fix the problem, you got to talk to the people at the top of the problem.
Well, it would be nice if he brought out any sort of plan or anything like
yes,
that.
Yes, Dave. That's just exactly what he was trying.
What did he say? Like, hey, guys, we really got to fix this.
What you should do is beat more protesters, guys. Because he was definitely trying to fix the problem.
Yeah. He gets in there. You guys aren't doing enough.
Yes.
Keep going.
Is there, how's everything? Has everything been fixed in the past week?
Been some changes, some positive changes. You're seeing a lot of defunding, not completely, but, you know, reducing funding of police departments in major cities, and then they're redistributing those funds to communities in need, at-risk communities, which are predominantly, of course, people of color.
See, they never give it back to the taxpayer. You're not getting that. Never. See that shit?
You're reinvesting
once,
in the
once they got their hands on it.
It's for the benefit of all days.
Yeah. That's what they tell you every time.
New York banned chokeholds, I guess, again.
Hooray.
Like, because it took was
two,
banned already after
took
two
on film to do that?
Yeah.
I think the chokehold, when executed appropriately, can be an effective maneuver.
I don't think anybody in the NYPD is trained to execute chokehold effectively.
I think that's the bigger problem. Yeah, I think outlawing chokeholds is like, okay, I guess you could still hurt people a myriad of other ways.
Oh yeah, no, I think that's the chokehold thing is like,
I think that's just a way to say like this is part of the problem that, and hopefully they're going to address the training and other issues as going forward. But this is like a performative first step at the very least.
Yeah, I think it is performative is the word I would choose for it. Just like how in DC, well, DC solved racism
like as a performance.
Yeah. Yes. Like, oh, okay. Like how the
to make good with.
Oh, it's a different word for virtue signaling.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
How Democrats went in and kneeled for 8 minutes in Congress wearing kente cloth.
Right. It didn't necessarily do anything, but
it's performance.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, there's some good stuff coming out of it, and they're not dying down. I mean, media coverage of it is, of course, dying down because there's no more like cities on fire for the time being. So of course, media coverage is pivoting a little bit towards. And I will say, CNN did it. I didn't watch much MSNBC. CNN, Tapper, Don Lemon, like, they did a pretty decent job covering this
That's
whole
good.
Thing. There was a lot of bringing on like progressive leaders instead of their neoliberal.
Quick aside, speaking of journalism, our favorite YouTuber, All Gas No Breaks, that crazy guy who he did a pretty legit like a piece at the Minnesota like riots.
Yeah.
And where he like he interviewed people and some people came off sounding a little not bright but passionate, and then the best part is when he went up to the other journalists like CNN.
Yeah.
And he goes, you guys, like, who are you guys interviewing? And they're like, oh, we're about to open the shot, but they clearly hadn't been interviewing protesters. Mm-hmm. And he's like, are you guys, like, able to talk to protesters? And they're like, yeah, we're allowed to talk to anybody. But please, we got to start our shot.
Yeah.
And then he just looks at the camera, like, grinning, like, this is what it's up.
Because it took them a while to
actually
talk to protesters.
I don't remember the guy, unfortunately, but.
Look up All Gas to our listeners, too. All Gas No Breaks is a very hilarious YouTuber who like goes to all these different conventions, and it reminds me of like Daily Show type on the street stuff because he kind of dunks on people sometimes, most of the time.
This time he
wasn't dunking; he was just there for it. Yeah.
And then in Robert Evans, if you're not following him, is doing great work. Originally in Portland, where they finally stopped gassing peaceful protesters 2 days ago, he's now in
That's in a liberal city.
Yes. He's in a...
imagine what they're doing in the conservative cities. Oh, wait. They don't have any of those.
They really don't.
No. Hmm.
What's your favorite conservative city?
I don't know.
They don't have conservative cities.
I mean...
There's no conservative cities.
Like,
there's got to be one, right?
On the books, I think most are...
Salt Lake City?
Democratic.
Maybe.
Are they?
I'd have to look.
Is that
they're their own weird
that
thing.
That might be the only one.
They've got city in the name. I don't know. It should count.
Well, I mean, yeah. But I bet their policies and stuff lean Democratic. Most cities do.
Cities lean
Democratic.
Liberal, absolutely. Yeah. And then they've taken a in Seattle, they've taken a few city blocks and made an autonomous zone.
It's kind of like that place in Denmark,
where they just autonomous kicked out the cops, and now they're just kind of, they took over the precinct, and they're just like running shit. So it's interesting. They barricaded it all off. I don't know how long it's going to last.
Bit of anarchy, but...
Yeah, a little bit of an anarchist experiment.
But anarchist experiments sometimes go okay.
Yeah. Good luck to them, too.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that the police are just like, we're not even going to try now, because they've set up like guard patrols and everything. Like, it's... I mean, good for them for using their Second Amendment rights.
It's effectively what they wanted. So
yeah, so
see how they do.
Interesting. And Minneapolis announced they have a veto-proof majority to completely defund and re-examine everything about their policing.
And they got
to
get rid of that fucking chief, that guy, the white warrior guy,
Crawl
or whatever their chief, or
their
whatever.
Chief police,
who rallied for Trump.
Well, they're going to get rid of...
White Warrior?
That's that was like one of the words he used in one of his speeches.
I'm a white warrior.
Yeah.
Which is always...
Well, again, as a race realist.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a warrior who happens to be white.
No, you're not a race realist.
That's what he's saying.
You're not a race realist.
Isn't that a thing? Just realistic about race. If you want to be a white warrior, that's fine. You want to be a black warrior, good for you. You could be
that's
a Chinese
the most
warrior.
Most race realists, when they say, oh, black warrior, no. They don't want
why? What's wrong with being a black warrior? It's just like being a white warrior.
Well,
a
race realist would tell you that they're just genetically more predisposed to be dumb
and violent.
Those
people aren't realistic. They're not realists. They slander the name.
Yeah. You slander the name.
You're taking it back.
I am taking it back. You go online and tell people you're a proud race realist.
Yeah, that's what I want you to do.
I don't engage with people online. I'm not Jay.
I know you don't.
I don't waste my time.
Listen.
Jay, if that's how you want to spend your time, God bless you.
I'm allowed to entertain myself any way
you
I want.
Absolutely
hey,
are.
Look, there's a culture war going on. You got to pick your place, man. You're going to be in the trenches?
Jay,
you can
be a white warrior as much as you like. You go get him.
Stop.
Go get him, Jay. White warrior Jay. That's a hashtag. White warrior Jay. Hashtag race realism.
We don't need you in the posting war.
Anyway.
Oh, my favorite beyond parody story of this week.
Okay.
All right, so tell me what satirical website I found this headline on. NYPD officer apologizes to police department for kneeling with protesters.
That's real. I know it's real.
The Onion?
No, it's a real thing that happened.
Another guy got fired. Or I think about it, that guy.
No, he didn't get fired.
Apologize. So wait, he apologized?
He apologized. They've got an email. Emails were leaked from this one dude who knelt with protesters
and
a couple weeks
film.
Ago. And is on film kneeling in a very performative gesture from police.
From a police person.
Well, there were like four or five.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
In that. And then he later emailed the department apologizing for kneeling with the protesters.
Maybe that wasn't a different one. That I heard another guy got fired for quote insubordination for that.
Well, that's probably why the other guy apologized.
Yeah,
I mean, I get it. You did what you thought was right. It probably was right, and you probably got a lot of shit for it. And everyone you work with has a gun. Yeah. I might apologize too.
I
don't know.
Might just not want to be a cop anymore.
Maybe just not be a cop.
Just not be a cop anymore.
Oh, somebody's got to be. If you don't want the guy who kneels with the protesters in there.
Well, if he's genuinely mad that he kneeled with the protesters and said
he's not mad about it, he's apologizing for it. He's clearly
no. He said he dishonored his uniform and he can barely put it on anymore because of this, and he feels like it was a very
interesting. I just imagine that's because he's probably getting a lot of shit for it. That's what other cops are probably telling him.
They're probably threatening his life.
Dishonored your uniform? How could you? Like,
going after him like really crazy.
Look it up.
Yeah. I don't blame the guy. He's probably, I mean, and now he's got national media attention in the middle of a thing. Yeah,
it's just
weird. I don't know what I would
do
too.
A bunch of people who would threaten him. I don't know.
That's like, they all have guns. It's very, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a lot like the sad tale that I've seen recently. Reminds me of the journey of an ape named Caesar. In what is...
Do we have to do this?
We're going to have to. So we can't get done with Planet of the Apes without it. All right, let's do it. Ooh, rock and roll.
I was practicing it all day because I don't have a script.
I mean, I could always be louder. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, War for the Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
It's the last name I have to remember.
Yes.
There's so many of them.
It's the ninth Planet of the Apes movie that
we watched. Yes.
And so far, that's final. Although Wikipedia hints at another.
They really wanted to. Yeah. And it was still announced, never officially canceled. But
please save us from that.
Not really?
Well, see, this is interesting because apparently Jay and I were not huge fans. Brandon, I guess, liked it.
I was more invested in this than the last two.
Interesting.
That's of the newer ones. That's how I was hooked. Might have been just like I had a good breakfast or something and I was just focused.
I didn't think it was as good as the last one.
So boring.
All right.
It was.
There were parts I felt were very slow, Jay.
Like, it was like, it was one of those movies where it's 2 hours and 20 minutes. And about 30 of those minutes are reaction shots. It was very Blade Runner in that regard.
Maybe that's why I like it.
It's like, we're going to look into this CGI ape face for 20 seconds.
Which I thought was good. I think they finally got like pretty good by the end of this. Yeah. It was a little slow.
It was missing
the tracking shots.
Yes, slow.
That's all I was missing for a 5-star review.
That's what I was missing.
I just needed the slow tracking shots.
Damn it, you got it.
But listen, I didn't think it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was certainly, I still think it was probably better than the James Franco one.
I agree with you on that.
Okay,
But there was too much going on, and not enough of it was engaging and interesting. And I didn't like the characters I was supposed to like that cute little monkey who could speak good. I just found him annoying.
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, the Jar Jar Binks of the movie.
I thought he was fine.
Christine thought he was cute, too.
I thought he was fine. Steve's on.
He was just... The whole thing was very mashed together. They had this, the humans were starting to not talk, and that was kind of this side plot that was supposed to be the twist of this movie.
They should have hinted it in the previous one, but yeah.
Yeah. It's
just convenient that, like, oh, by the third movie, it mutated. Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what, you got Woody Harrelson.
That's what I appreciate about this movie is it focused solely on the apes. The humans were literally secondary characters, and you only got one main human. It was Woody Harrelson who put it a boss performance, I thought. It's Woody. He's usually pretty good.
Yeah. Him and the concerned-looking crossbow wielding.
Yeah, yeah, who bit it at the end anyway.
He was my favorite part of the movie because I did think that was...
I thought he was going to have a turn, yeah.
I thought it was a good subverting of one's expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, like, you kind of saw this guy the whole movie and he would be the character who would have the change of heart. He got rescued in the beginning by Caesar. He always kind of looked like he was conflicted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you expected him to show up at the end and maybe, like, pop Woody Harrelson in the back of the head or something and save the day.
Yeah.
And be like, get out of here, Caesar, you're free. But instead, he shoots Caesar from off camera.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa. And it's this character you expected to have a redemptive moment then was like... he was a crucial moment of kind of evil of just like the hopelessness of man.
The
irredemptive, like oh well, I guess you can't save everybody.
Yeah.
But then
in that same scene the gorilla then redeems himself for a hot second.
That's true too.
For like 4 seconds.
Kind of adjacent to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which was nice. Gorilla was an interesting character.
Don't get me wrong, I don't think it was a perfect movie, but I enjoyed it. I thought the plot was good. I like that you focused on the apes. I feel the CG had come very far, and you got a lot more characterization with the apes. Like, especially the orangutan, Maurice. He was really, like, pivotal.
He had a great role in this.
With the kid, yeah.
And he finally talked for the first time, which is nice.
One of my favorite trivia bits was when he first names that girl Nova or whatever.
Yes.
That's Charlton Heston's line, like, totally redubbed over and, like, garbled.
Oh,
it was literally
what?
The same. Yeah, it was
Nova. Still... Yeah, exactly. I kind of picked up on that. I was like, they're doing the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was the same, literal same.
Yeah, they just took that sound clip.
Dubbing. That's great.
Yeah.
Listen, Jay, what's this movie about?
So the monkeys, the apes.
Whenever you say that, it just cringes me.
The apes get attacked by a sect of humans called the Alpha Omega,
which was a little like,
which was like
bonk,
awesome.
Bonk, bonk. And a throwback,
and also a throwback, right?
And then so the apes get attacked by the Alpha Omega. They kill Caesar's kid and his wife.
Yeah, his like more adult son and his wife.
And Caesar saves the what's his name? The
Cornelius.
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 His youngest child.
The human. what's the human who he sends back, who eventually kills him in the end?
Oh, Crossbow Guy.
He doesn't have a name. He doesn't have a name.
I thought he has a name. Anyway.
He might have had a name.
Crossbow Guy.
So he saves Crossbow Guy and he puts him on a horse and sends him back. He's like, I want you to take a message back to the humans, blah, blah, blah.
We only fight to defend.
So then they decide, like, they've got there's an oasis, and now it's like the land before time, and we need to cross.
Yes, the geography was very confusing.
Yeah, like right
now we need
to
look for the tree stars
and a forest. I don't know.
The tree stars.
Yeah,
we should do that next.
We should. Do that next.
No,
love the land before time. That's such a good fucking movie.
Yeah, I know.
It was sad, man, when Littlefoot's mom dies. I know. Right? That was like that was heartbreaking.
Brandon
as a kid.
Doesn't get it.
I've seen.
He's
it.
Heartless.
I've seen it.
He
like
is
six.
Heartless.
Yeah, we've always said.
Hey, like
and
Chris
it doesn't. It's
Jay.
Not 2.5 hours with tracking shots and reaction shots.
Fair enough.
So wait, he goes to they do this whole thing. There's a prisoner release program at Caesar's camp, which is very generous.
Yeah, they believe in restorative justice.
And then they come and they kill his kid, which is. Did you guys realize it was Woody Harrelson in that?
Well,
moment?
I knew he was the bad guy. So as soon as I saw him,
until,
I was like,
I didn't realize until later Woody, either. Yeah, I did not know he was the bad guy.
Yeah.
And Woody Harrelson. Is probably saves this movie for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he brings a lot to it, for sure.
Because he's just such a good, compelling
he has like
bad guy.
Scenes, like.
Yeah, and they do so much
they
with
do.
Those scenes.
Yeah.
They make him very relatable, this monster mm-hmm. guy who's...
Like a total psychopath, yeah.
He justifies that he's saving the human race.
And he's kind
of
right.
He's 100% right. We know he's right from the
doll,
movies we've seen.
Well, yeah, and at the end they bring it in with the doll, where he picked up that doll.
Right.
That was carried by the sick girl.
It's clearly something that's being it's being communicated.
So he wasn't wrong. He's just a monster. That's
right. Oh yeah. Unfortunately, you could be both. You could be right and a monster.
You could be right and a total monster.
Yeah. So he decides that he's going to kill everybody who gets this disease. So it's called coronavirus, and it makes you. That's what causes the humans to not be able to speak
and like kind of lose their mind or like a little bit.
I
don't know, because then the girl was able to totally understand apes in a day.
She was fine, and then Woody Harrelson at the end was like, "I get it. I want you to kill me."
I think it did. I don't think it messed with their minds.
No,
he talked like it did. He was talking about his son and how he was looking at. He was going to shoot him, and his son had this look in his face like an obedient dog who was
yeah,
this
he
trusting
mentioned that
look.
Like it was
he couldn't comprehend what was going on, but then everybody else seemed to be fine.
Yeah,
they just couldn't talk.
Yeah,
so maybe that was a little wonky.
It was a little flimsy. Yeah,
maybe you know.
It was just
maybe
intense.
Just make more
going
monster.
On.
Yeah.
It wasn't already.
I mean, post-apocalypse, we already know that it can get boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the fifth original Planet of the Apes movie. The fifth original Planet of the Apes movie. You know, you just get bored to just be in post-apocalyptic.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you just want to fight a pandemic, you know.
I
get into it.
What did you guys think about the ending? Endings-ish, you know what I mean?
Which part of the ending? The giant battle
like
with the choppers
endings.
Or when they got to the valley of...
I thought that was okay. What about that avalanche? What the fuck was that all about?
Oh.
I was sitting there, I was like, what's going on? And I'm like,
avalanche ex machina?
Is this supposed... Yeah.
Yes,
I was like, that's exactly what it is.
What
I was like,
was.
Is this supposed to be like...
But they didn't even need it.
It was just weird.
Because they had to wipe out the other side of
but
the...
But they could have at least just... They could have just been like, the monkeys got away to the forest.
Well, that's what I was... Because if you want like a sequel baity thing, like you want somebody out there... For the monkeys, the apes, to potentially have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So leaving this other faction would have been left a little bit open-ended. But instead, without introducing any of the characters, they kill them all in an avalanche.
An avalanche.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, okay.
At first I thought it was like nukes going off. I was like, oh, so this is going to be the end of the world. I don't know.
And then they're going to mutate and go underground.
Yeah.
And
then, yes.
I thought Caesar was going to have a moment there where all the guys like,
were like,
turning around
hey.
And looking at him slowly, and he was going to be like, hi, I'm Caesar, and we're apes, and we're strong together.
Exactly.
And if you leave us alone, we're going to be straight up legit. And there
but
was
he's tried
be...
that every, the past three movies, and that hasn't worked. So.
Yeah, but I thought maybe you'd finally get a guy who
would
be like, oh.
You would hope.
Okay,
but
like somebody would like salute him, and we'd
it was
have
a
kind
weird,
of a...
It was a weird way to end it.
But instead, they all die in an avalanche, except for
the
apes.
The humans, yeah.
Yeah, and they... And then they go across the desert, uh-huh. and Caesar travels for what has to be 1,000 miles
so
with
long.
A crossbow
with a gaping
bolt
wound
how did
in
he
his
not
lung.
Die? How did he not die?
There's no way in at all possible. Also, they didn't make any attempt to. I get it that they don't have modern medicine, but you think he could have been like,
try.
"Hey, somebody take this out."
Yeah,
right.
hey, remember a few years ago when those humans came to save my wife? Do that to me.
Yeah, right? I think taking the crossbow bolt out is part of the healing process. So if somebody could do that. But instead of taking 5 minutes to deal with that situation, he lives for an ungodly amount of time.
It had to be weeks.
Until he gets them to the Forbidden the Valley, promise the promise, promise whatever the place is. And
I can't even remember, in Land Before Time.
Right. The valley of good and plenty,
yeah,
and then immediately dies when he gets there.
Immediately, it's like, oh, time's up.
Like, and also, nobody noticed that he's gushing blood. Right? Maurice was like supposed to be a smart orangutan.
Yeah.
Just
that
was not.
I thought the ending was a little weak. I mean, it wrapped it up, but it was like, this is convenient. This is just very convenient.
Yeah, well, a lot of things were convenient.
Of course, the movie's about talking.
Like how
the
explosion takes out everybody except for him.
Oh, that was so unrealistic. That bothered me too.
That explosion was. Yeah, there are some explosions that are okay in movie. That one I was like,
you're talking about at the end where he throws the grenade.
So he throws a grenade into a leaking
gas truck,
right? Yeah, and it literally blows up every human in the Alpha and Omega
base.
It actually explodes all along the wall.
Yeah, that was apparently like, there's gas
the
on the wall.
Packed with dynamite.
They just—it's Mad Max, man. Yeah. Everything's filled with oil. I guess I don't know.
And he somehow escapes this massive fireball along with every other ape somehow.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, then an avalanche.
And then he escapes the avalanche.
That was convenient, too. I was like, oh, so he's going to get lost in the avalanche or whatever.
That's what I thought. I thought he was going to die in the avalanche. I thought Caesar was going
to
die.
But then I was like,
the...
as it was happening, like, there's no way to make that, you know, memorable and be like, oh, he died a hero. So I that was like...
No, you
so
die, you get your one hand sticking out of the avalanche.
No,
it's, and
not,
it's just like...
It's not Arnie at the end.
You could have had him die a hero better than just like, I agree. Trudge the desert because somebody should...
But he at least got a happy ending.
Yeah. No, it was a very happy ending.
Yeah.
How about the fact that the whole reason they needed the ape slave labor was to build a useless wall?
A shitty looking ape wall. It looked so bad. Like, you're in the military. You know how to build fortifications. Having your apes build these rickety stick walls, what a dumb move.
You've got helicopters coming in.
Also, the whole
and your highest priority.
The prison escape scene relied way too much on the guards not looking. When they had spotlights everywhere, and there was one guard. Come the fuck on.
Totally unrealistic. Yeah, no. Yeah, that totally. Was, you just had to pretend that wasn't happening.
I just suspend a lot.
I just couldn't get over the wall, because the wall is a central part of the movie.
Yeah.
It's the entire reason the apes are still alive.
Yeah,
they need them to build this wall. It's such a priority that they waste a lot of manpower in corralling and caring for these apes so that they can build this wall.
Yeah.
And the wall amounts to fuck all.
Yeah, because they're fucking choppers, like you said, coming in. Like, just shoot missiles at it.
And the dynamics of that wall didn't make sense either, because when they were building it, it didn't look like they were in the same location as where their pens were. But
it was like,
we're talking about the front wall of the base, right?
Yeah.
So wouldn't it have been right there?
You would think.
Yeah.
They took them to a different location. It was very weird.
It was.
I felt like that was there may have been like a rewrite there or something.
It may have been, yeah.
When they had something else going on, they needed to clear debris or something. Yeah. And they were just like, we cut that all out. Make it a wall. They're building a wall. I don't know.
No, I mean, that was pretty pivotal, was them building the wall.
It was a crucial part of it was the entire second half of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
I don't know. I just wouldn't leave that many smart apes unattended like that. I would, or I wouldn't even have them. I mean, like, if you're a crazy military leader, kill them all, or don't fuck with them.
Well, that was the thing.
Use the mountain
seems
as
like
a base.
Why are we so, like, waste so much
go
manpower?
Into the mountain? Why would you not?
Yeah.
Why would you build a wall? You have a perfectly good mountain with it. Seemed like
it seemed
there
like
were some tunnels
talking
into
about
there already.
A big base that we never saw the base. They're talking about a big base that's like, you never see it.
Yeah, but like it seemed like they were very very obsessed with building a wall outside. When if you know you're facing,
guys, was this commentary?
Commentary.
Yeah. Commentary on building a wall?
Oh
dude, that's why
that
I groaned.
Is so 4 years ago.
No.
I groaned. Well,
but it was.
Came
this
out.
Was in 2017.
Oh, shit. Maybe it was.
Yeah, I think it was. Groan.
Oh.
Groan.
You think it was?
So that was a swing and a miss.
That spoiled it more for me now.
Yeah, I was. I
it's,
wouldn't
that's
have
so,
even...
It just
I wouldn't have connected that, but
handled.
I feel like you're right. I feel like you might actually
I
be
think
right.
Thematically, it doesn't even make sense.
We're,
what does it mean?
We were wondering why
they
were
the ones building the wall. And I don't understand.
This was relevant a few years
I think
ago,
the idea, maybe the idea is that the wall is useless and it doesn't work in the end, like, right? And maybe, and it was like a few years ago when this was being made. Yeah, you know what? You might be right.
These guys were deep. That. They were, wow.
They need to take a lesson from Robin Hood 2018's book. They need to.
Yeah,
they need
if you want to do political commentary,
Jay
right,
will hook you up.
All right, you watch Robin Hood 2018, and you learn all about how Afghanistan.
You set
had
your Renaissance movies in Afghanistan. Whatever, do it.
Yeah, yeah, and you have George Bush stand and give the mission accomplished speech from the aircraft carrier in the
I'm
castle.
I'm so glad I made us watch all
thank,
those Robin Hood
no, thank
movies.
Thank you.
So
I am
it was worth it just to watch that.
His fucking life's love.
Is literally the best movie. I'm sorry, it's the best movie that's ever. It's the best satire slash statement like a, movie. It's better than Joker.
It's like a train
I
that's,
seen Joker.
That's
yeah,
on.
You should watch Joker.
It's like a train that's on fire that's off its tracks. Like, I don't know what I'm watching, but I'm going to keep watching it. This is it's going full force how stupid this movie is.
And that's a little bit how I felt watching Planet of the Apes, to tell you the truth. I couldn't get over how evil Woody Harrelson was supposed to be.
Yeah. He was unrealistically evil.
But also, he was like, I'm not going to kill Caesar. Like,
yeah, like
that first day when they almost have the revolt building the wall, it's like you call him into your office that night, you pop him in the head, and he disappears, and no one knows
he
what happened.
He didn't want
to
martyr him, but yeah, like there were ways to handle that.
He was willing to kill everybody. He was willing to kill his own men as well as soon as they got the not talking disease.
Yeah, I know.
But he was like, I like this Caesar character. We should probably keep him around.
Yeah.
It was just so unbelievable for a character as evil and as willing to,
he's like
to
a,
cut
yeah.
all the loose ends as
he's
he was.
He's like a cartoony bad guy. Just like,
well, they gave him the cliche, like, kind of fascist leader, like shot above the armed forces.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's shaving his head.
Yeah. That's,
he's literally...
Yes. Like, that's kind of where I thought there was a little bit of symbolism. Like,
definitely.
Oh, this like, dude is like a skinhead.
Yeah. We couldn't find any other imagery other than they're like, all right, let's make him a, I don't know, he's literally a skinhead.
Yeah,
let's
make him, we'll show him shaving.
That's
just
not literal enough. Okay, show him skinning his head.
Yeah, he'll literally be skinning. And the, you know what? There's no more people for him to be racist against. So
apes.
He hates apes.
Apes.
Yep.
He's
apes
just very angry at the apes.
Yeah,
it was very much over the top, like beat you over the head with.
Don't
it.
Get me wrong, I enjoyed this movie. Sorry. Like I enjoyed my time with it, but I'm not gonna like remember it past tomorrow. Like it's
I'm
not
having a hard
time
remembering it
great,
now.
But out of those three, mainly the second of the remakes was not good. I didn't like that one that much. Mainly, it just the humans were too.
The middle one, really?
Yeah.
I think that was my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I just felt like I connected with the apes really well, and there was this ape struggle between Caesar and Koba.
Yeah,
I would kind of say that was my favorite too. Actually,
I did feel like we connected well with the apes on this one. We had
yes.
we kind of our core group of apes,
mm-hmm.
Rocket and Maurice,
yep.
and then the little weird one who could talk.
I think his
no
name
reason.
Was
his
Bad
name
Ape.
Is Bad Ape. Yeah.
Oh, that was.
I think
his
that's
name?
Actually his
that
name.
Is his name. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clever.
I liked Steve Zahn. I thought he did a pretty good job.
It was fine.
He was like a golem, basically. Like
it was also just another thing they just threw in. And they were just like, oh, yeah, also other apes are smart.
Well, I think that was a question they had to answer, like, from that you even asked in the last one. Like, why don't they tell the story of the wider world? What's going on with, like, everybody else?
Well,
and
so.
they answered some of those questions in this movie. Not
that's
all
true.
Of them, but they did.
Yeah.
That's true.
And they do fair set point. Up why humanity doesn't talk. I appreciated
yeah.
that.
I liked it.
Which
liked
is
that.
Creepy, too. Like, you see in the original Planet of the Apes movie, the humans being treated as if they're... I mean, it's humans not as the top of the food chain is
right.
what it is. They're dumb animals. They can't talk. And you're like, oh, wow, that's kind of crazy. And the idea of having to struggle against that inevitability.
Yeah.
I thought they did a really good job of characterizing that as like a crystallized fear that I was just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is crazy. Like, people just stop talking. You can't communicate. You can't read or write. You can't, it's just, it all goes out the window.
Yeah.
And obviously, Woody Harrelson's character, his performance as that character,
yeah.
was, I felt, what saved that character and that entire half of the movie for me.
Well, that his death scene, which is when he like goes up to kill him, and then he finds that he's already been infected, and he mm-hmm. he's struggling to even like get a bottle off the floor, and he wants him to kill him, and I thought that was well acted.
And in that last moment, Caesar gives him the gun,
yeah.
to kill himself, and
yeah.
of course he does,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, the interaction between he and
yeah.
Caesar were
those were good scenes.
The entirety of this movie
for
me.
Sure. For
everything
sure.
else sucked.
That was the bulk of it. Yeah,
I could agree with that.
Right,
get on board with that.
Everything else is a lot of explosions, unrealistic explosions, and CGI.
And shot in military work.
I hate watching these
yeah.
2.5 hour or 2 hour and 20 minute
I
action
say,
movies
this
because
could have been
short, you
yeah.
know that there's going to be, and I like a good action scene, but you know that when it's that long. It's going to be 40 to 45 minutes
yeah.
of action scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's just with the exception of maybe like an Avengers that does it well consistently.
Where it's like this giant, like overarching many different
if you're scenes, following different strands of the battle. Like that when you try to confine it into this one area, which all of these movies have to some extent or the other in their long ass battle scenes, it just it burns you out. And it's the same thing that you saw with like in Revenge of the Sith, when you try to do a fucking 15-minute lightsaber fight in one spot and not cutting away, and you're just burnt out.
You need character dialogue. You need something to occurring. You need, or you need a shift in the sway of the battle. Something needs to happen where your heroes are now in dire jeopardy. Yeah. It needs to keep you engaged. And I think a lot of the biggest problem with that for these movies is that they needed to spend so much time relating you to the apes, which was important, and I thought they did a good job of in the last two movies. But then they're also like, all right, and we got to get 45 minutes of action in.
Yeah.
So
like the more compelling story to me is like the interactions between everybody. If you're going to have an action scene, that's fine.
It's like I want it to be a character study at one point.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I want this movie to be a character study, but I also don't want 45 minutes of action. So there
was
got to
do something.
Yeah. So it's like
a real balance between
there was nothing. Yeah, it got lost being two different things, I feel like.
Like, I enjoyed the Odyssey beginning. Like, I liked that it was just, like, the group of four, and then Morgan died.
I did, too.
Like, I was like, oh, is this going to be,
they're
like
they're going to go on
like
a journey.
No, it's pretty quick. But I was like, oh, this has potential, and then...
I was like, are we doing, like, a Lord of the Rings style? Like, we got to get
environments.
To the
thing. Yeah.
There's going to be troubles along
the way.
To
snow,
We're going to go to snow.
That's all they did.
Yeah, we were going to go to the snow
It could have been more, like, adventure-y, but meh. He's a king. You can't just go out adventuring.
Yeah. Also, everything involving everything with the capture of the... Like you said before, Brandon.
The shoddy. Just like... They put in way too much work to just have Ape Slave Force when, like, a bunch of those guys probably could have put up a wall in a few days.
Yeah,
like,
it would have been fine.
It really isn't that. But why are you, like, enslaving these apes?
The risk does
really
not personal justify the reward.
No, and nobody watches them. And you know they're smart. You know that what bothers me too is Nova just like walks in and walks out, no big deal.
Oh yeah,
I was like, there's spotlights everywhere. Why?
This is the most insecure base on the planet.
If you're gonna have her sneak in, don't have spotlights everywhere. Like, it's not believable to me that there was just gonna see some random kid walking in a military base. There
At
were no
one
kids
point,
there.
Rocket walks in to distract them from Nova.
Yes,
and Woody Harrelson goes, search the area.
And then they don't find
anybody. They don't find anybody.
I was
like,
waiting
there's
for
apes
that.
Out there.
Yeah, they don't find Maurice and Bad Ape. And
you didn't find them?
No. I thought that was stupid, too. Why don't have that line in then?
You should have found the tunnel or something.
Yeah. Just don't have that line in there then if you're not going to show them.
It was just very weird.
It was a setup to no payoff on that one. I don't know. It was weird. But again, I thought I enjoyed my time with this movie more than the last one. I don't know. I just didn't like the humans in the last one. They pissed me off. I like the guy who plays John Connor. Whatever.
You didn't like him?
Main character. He's so boring to me.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't great, but that's what I thought. I think we talked about that last time, is that I thought they did a really good job. Because the first movie, you don't really get to relate to the apes very well, and then the second movie, I thought they did a much better job of that.
Yeah.
And kind of were just pushing the humans to the character.
And then, but
the
I think
side.
In this movie, they were relegated to the humans were relegated to, like, the perfect role. They were what they needed to be in this movie. We had, like, a kid who could barely act. You know, she wasn't a normal human.
True.
And it was mostly on the apes, and the humans in it served a very distinct purpose. That's how I feel, at least.
Yeah,
which is a testament. I don't know.
I guess I could agree with that. I just felt that the only human you really had was Woody Harrelson, and then you had the crossbow guy.
Yeah.
Everybody else is kind of a nameless, faceless,
like angry ginger guy at the end.
Angry ginger.
Yeah,
One of them out.
Donkey, give me the grenade launcher. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, that donkey thing I felt was really unbelievable.
That was messed up.
I was like, they're gonna give this gorilla all the guns.
Oh, that shit was that was. And they took in that other gorilla, like, real quick.
Yeah, albino gorilla.
What happened to him?
Winter?
He died.
Caesar kills him.
Yeah. That was a turning point, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which was, I thought was a good scene, too.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I did.
Where they have
to
kill him, and Caesar's clearly, like, I mean, he's got to kill him to,
it, but,
yeah. But he's never killed an
and
ape
he
before.
He has a dream of, like, ape, no kill ape with Koba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was always a thing. Ape must not kill ape. But then, of course, you got to kill an ape every now and then.
Once in a while to send a message
to the rest of the apes.
You just gotta
these
kill
movies
them.
Were a precautionary tale.
Yeah, they certainly were.
If we learned anything, we just need to every once in a while just kill them and make sure they stay in their
totally.
Places, right?
Yep.
So now that we have, guys, we've completed entirety.
That's a big set. This has been a
there
month
are nine
long.
Movies. Yeah, we of Planet of the Apes,
and we watched all of them.
We did.
It's a pretty impressive. Pretty impressive that they even made that many.
It's my life's work. I can die accomplished.
Oh, yeah.
In your obituary. It's, yeah.
That's going to be first line. He watched all nine of the Planet of the Apes movies.
He wasn't a great person, but
he did
let me
watch
tell you.
All of them in order.
He would chew your ear off about Planet of the Apes.
Oh, boy.
Don't get started on Robin Hood.
You
want to talk about Robin Hood?
What did you guys think?
Overall, like?
Originals, remakes, that weird 2001 version.
The bastard that we don't talk
the
about.
The 2001 version is clearly the best.
I don't even remember what happened.
I don't even ever want to watch that movie.
Just remember there was a sexy ape and there was Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, there was weird ape sex in that one. Yeah.
There wasn't sex.
No, it got close,
though. It got close to ape
sex. There was a risque scene.
There was implied ape sex.
Yeah.
Oh, that scene.
Gotcha. Yes, absolutely. What other scene do you think I'm talking about?
Oh, there's lots of scenes in that movie.
I thought you were talking about Hungry Helen Bonham Carter's eyes the whole movie.
There's lots of inappropriate ape interaction.
But again, there were parts of that like I did like. Remember we're talking about like the characterization of all the different apes? That was very Tim Burton-y, and I liked that.
That's
the only good thing out of that movie.
You know what helped? They could fucking talk.
Yeah. That I struggled with this too, especially because ADD. I like.
Can our next movie not have sign language?
Yeah, that was rough.
No offense.
We're not watching a foreign film for a while. That was rough.
So we're gonna watch foreign films next week.
No.
I hate subtitles. I've told you guys this, right? Just because I just feel like somebody worked so hard on what's going on screen, and I'm looking at the lower tenth of the screen,
yeah,
being like,
"How are you gonna watch foreign films dubbed?"
I'm yes.
No, that takes away from the performance.
Yeah, sorry.
Wow.
Yep.
That's where I usually like. I'll deal with it. I'll even watch anime fucking dubbed. Fuck that. But foreign films, I'm like, oh, I gotta watch it.
Anime dubbed is.
Well, I don't watch a lot of foreign films, I suppose, but anime in particular, I watch anime dubbed.
Oh, straight up. No. I totally agree with you. That's especially if you're making a commitment to a show, like, you're not gonna sit through like 200 episodes of DBZ and read subtitles the entire time.
Even when somebody speaks a foreign language on like a regular show,
you're like, fuck this, I'm out.
Like, hey,
why doesn't everybody speak English?
Translate that for me.
The best scene in Hunt for Red October is when it zooms in on Ramius's lips. So he starts speaking English
for everybody. Thank you. And then you can just change that whatever country you're in. So in China, you make them speak Chinese. It's fine. It works for everybody.
Yeah, fair enough. But yeah, I agree. It was tiring to read so many subtitles.
If somebody was gonna say, hey, if I should watch the originals or the remakes, which should I watch?
Watch the original, at least the first one for sure. And if you like that, I'd say give the reboots a shot. As for everybody else, it was a general audience kind of film. I thought it was okay. If like, all these movies were just kind of okay. Yeah. They're competent.
If you're looking for a just a movie it's to throw on.
Yeah, it's not a world changer.
Yeah, you can put any one of these on.
Absolutely.
After watching the original Planet of the... I think you have to watch the original one. You just then choose your poison. Do you want to watch the new trilogy? Do you want to watch weird ape sex? Watch the 2001 one, like whatever you're into. I don't care. Shame. And if you want to watch like some 90 minute Outer Limits episodes, then you can
watch 2, 3, 4, 5 of
the later original.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Random sci-fi movie of the week.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, there's a little something for everybody.
There is. It appeals to a lot of people.
I will say, I think the originals did action better than the.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention, the music. Did you notice
they used it more sparingly.
Yes.
Did you notice, at least, I didn't notice in the previous movies, but this movie used a lot of the same musical scores, stings, like especially when they were doing like their Odyssey bit. It was the same theme from the original. I can't remember exactly.
You know, I didn't notice that.
I was weird because I hadn't noticed the music in the other two remakes at all, or, you know, the newer trilogy. I hadn't recognized it there, but I distinctly was like, oh, they're using the old tracks in this. They're using the old orchestrated stuff and like redoing it. Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
It was good.
That's clever.
Yeah.
I like that.
Chalk it up.
Did I tell you I found the old VHS tapes?
I'm not surprised.
Did you really?
Those are like a staple. I was seeing
those
on the shelf.
Those are collector's items.
Yeah. I think they're probably too worn for anyone to really want. Well, I've watched them a bunch of times, too. So.
Is that
they're on that shelf over there now. They're behind you. I'll show you later. They're with my old Star Wars VHSs.
Those box sets have to go together.
Yeah. What about the Star Trek, the TNG ones?
What?
Oh, the TNG.
Your dad has those.
My dad
right?
has those. They're all boxed.
Every TNG episode.
Every TNG episode on VHS, baby. Hey, two episodes per VHS.
That's how I watched Babylon 5. One of my friends at school had the entire show on an entire box full of
tapes.
That
must be so expensive.
It was good.
I'm sure it was.
Because back in the day, those were like, because I remember getting one for DS9. I have a few at home. from DS9. If I remember right, they were like $15 a tape.
Dude, did I tell you my dad had a subscription program?
Oh, okay.
Almost like a, so every month they sent him a new episode.
A lot of shows did.
A new 2-episode tape.
Box. Yeah.
Until they were done. So he has 7 seasons of that. God knows how much he paid for the subscription. I guess like... The thing was, like, VHS tape at the time was such a, like, I could have the whole thing on VHS tape. I could watch it whenever I want.
Right, right.
Like, you didn't have all this shit we have now.
Yeah.
So, for that to be a subscription service back in the day, like, that was... Deal. People were probably like, oh, they send them to you? That's so cool.
Yeah.
I don't have to program my VCR to tape it. I don't have to deal with that. Like, that was, everybody hated that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just probably such a thing at the time.
Yeah.
Almost like those box services we have now where it's like, meat box. Every month we send you a box of meat.
Yes.
It was just all different subscription boxes. This was that of its day. But he's got all of them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I have the old Star Wars on VHS.
I still find
the Black Box trilogy.
I want to find a copy of the originals on DVD because they keep better, and it's just getting so hard to find the originals, the un-George Lucas versions.
It's like impossible, yeah.
I know. Paul has them. Paul has the originals. I'm going to make him make copies for me.
Ooh.
He doesn't know yet.
Okay.
He doesn't listen to the podcast, so it's going to come as a surprise. Break into his house and steal those.
That went from like, hey, Paul, can you make copies, to like, I'm going to... Gonna break and enter and
as
steal
I was saying
your collector's
it,
Star that Wars escalated. DVDs.
I was like, what if he won't do it? I probably should just break in and steal him.
It's logical. That's what you got to do. Clearly. Don't talk to him either. Just do it.
No. I can't be bothered. He's too busy. I wouldn't bother
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
I'm doing him a favor.
Yeah, of course.
You're welcome, Paul. But what are we doing next week? We've spent so much time on this
Planet
of the Apes,
it.
We haven't even thought about what we're doing.
You want to cut out this time when we look for something?
Yeah, I'll edit out all this bullshit right now that we're going to do, and then we'll just come back, and I'll say, hey, we've decided to do this. So, stand by.
Okay, guys, calm down. With this, they've just made a bunch, okay? I know I fudged it. We fudged it for a couple, like, but like, let's not just
Dude,
go.
If you don't want to watch
Let's
Pokemon,
just not go. Let's just watch this movie, and it's
sequels. Fucking anime snob, Brandon. Like, I only watch weird anime.
I'm just worried about
Watch weird anime.
I'm worried
with, like,
about our brand.
A sequel in name only is not a sequel. If you make it 30 years later, like, you're done. That's a remake.
I will give it to you on that.
Okay, so Die Hard.
Yeah, we'll watch it eventually.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't want to watch the... Like, it's an excuse to watch the original, sure, but...
Like, oh, let's watch Godzilla. They've never stopped making Godzilla movies.
None of those
They've
are
never stopped.
They've reused the names of them, so that's the criteria I go. They were called the same thing, so.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. So, Karate Kid?
All right, guys. So, we talked about it. We batted it around a bit, and we decided we're coming back next week with The Karate Kid. The original Karate Kid with...
Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio.
Hey,
Ralph Macchio. It's a different character, but it's close. And also the Jaden Smith 2010 version with Jackie Chan.
Oh, so, okay.
Right. Yeah, he's in it. He reprises his role as...
No? He probably plays Mr. Miyagi. Right?
Yeah. He probably what he is.
Yes, I'm sure.
So, yeah, we'll see you guys next week with that shit.
Yeah, thanks for getting through all the Planet of the Apes. If you watched all of them as well, you deserve a fucking medal.
It's true. If you watched
Holy
all the Planet
shit.
Of the Apes, you should hit us up because we're going to send you a medal.
Yeah. Like, wow.
Yeah, because you deserve it.
This was a slog. I'm pretty proud of us.
Yeah.
It's one of the bigger franchises. What's the biggest one we've done? This might be...
Probably this one.
Yeah.
Nine solid movies. Definitely the most movies we've watched.
X-Men was pretty big, but this is...
This is more.
Nine.
Yeah, this is more. Yeah. Good work, guys.
Yeah.
We'll come back next week with some Karate Kid action. We'll see you guys then. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this. Mm-hmm.